as far as the process goes, it's notably different from last year when the Senate and the governor were sort of fighting about the amount and the Senate was putting in these poison pills. This year, the whole process is a lot more amicable, I would say. And the Senate and the House and the governor all came to agreement on an amount of spending, and that is basically about $3.2 billion. That includes, yes, it's quite staggering, and that includes a $450 million general obligation bond issue. So that part is contingent on voter approval. And that would be mostly for a lot of ports and harbors and various other transportation projects around the state. The governor put in about $1.9 billion of projects statewide. Some of it, it's everything from deferred maintenance to school projects to a lot of technology. You know, that is expensive. Overhauling things like the state's antiquated computer systems seems to be a multi-million dollar item every year. The Senate, which passed their capital budget bill unanimously, added a little over $700 million in projects. And that was, as I said, an agreed-upon number. The projects themselves weren't all agreed upon yet. The governor may still veto some, but he won't veto based on a total amount. That's sort of, I guess, been his promise. But he might vet the projects and find a legal problem or ethical problem or some other such problem. And then the House is expected to add around $300 million in projects. The projects vary greatly. There's, you know, everything in there from a lot of money for schools, libraries. There's money for the SLAM building in Juneau. That's kind of a big one for Juneau. Roads to resources. There's money for pretty much you name it. It's in there. It's a thick document. And there are even some supplemental appropriations, so extra things for the current year budget. And Senator Stedman and Senator Hoffman, who run the Senate Finance Committee, have repeated frequently that they set aside $3 billion in savings in the operating budget, that they did savings first, and now we're spending on the capital budget.
And a key point in the process, though, is that after it goes through the Senate, it goes over to the House, and their version is different, and then you're going to have two different budget bills that are going to have to be reconciled somehow.
Right. And with the operating budget, which is, you know, just the sort of general agency operations of state government, usually the House and the Senate come up with different versions and they go to what's called a conference committee, which is actually what's going on this week. And they work out the differences. Often they find it, pick a number in between. Like, let's say the House wants $1 million for pre-K and the Senate wants $2 million. They have to work that out. The capital budget traditionally does not go to a conference committee. So, and it usually originates in the Senate. And last year there was a bit of a fight because the House felt that the Senate had been kind of piggish and used, you know, too much of the total capacity and hadn't left enough room. So they have predetermined that the Senate would put in $700 million, the House would put in $300 million. And while that sounds uneven, the Senate agreed to put in some of the really big ticket items like Anchorage port money and some of those sort of statewide priorities. So this year, supposedly, the process might be more peaceful.
And what are the prospects for lawmakers leaving as scheduled this weekend?
Well, it's hard to say. There's definitely a lot of talk about a special session. It's hard to know how much is real, how much is bluffing. But Mike Chenault, who's the House Speaker, said on Monday that he wants to stay as long as needed to get oil tax legislation done. And Chenault is basically with the governor on wanting very significant reductions and feeling that the Senate's proposal, which has not yet passed, doesn't go far enough. And he suggested on Monday that he might leave sort of incomplete the capital budget, even if there's no real fight about what's in it, that he might like to have that open in a special session to give the Senate some incentive to work on oil taxes. Because I think there are many in the Senate, a little bit of leverage, many in the Senate who would either just do what the House and the oil industry and the governor view as modest tax breaks worth just a few hundred million dollars for the oil industry, and they want to be able to apply a little pressure.
Okay. Rebecca Braun, thank you.
Thank you.